Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can we give it up to the Lord? Yeah, there you are. It's so great to be in His creation. Let me read from the Word of God. And we will keep this a short service, but we hope that we can meaningfully spend time in the Word. So if you have your phones, if you don't, it's fine. Just listen to the Word. That's good too. Psalm 19. Psalm 19 is our scripture for today. We will look at the Word of God, and we will honor Him as we give Him the worship He deserves this day, His day. Psalm 19, here is the Word of the Lord. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of His hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. But the fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray quick, and then we'll reflect on the word of God. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the beautiful people gathered here, that we can give you the worship you deserve and then hear you from your word. The revelation that you give to us, and then we can enjoy with our fellow pinnacles of creation, with one another, the fellowship that you will grant us today. Thank you for this time. We give it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I will keep this short because there's some really hungry people that are waiting for the food behind me, I think. But Psalm 19 is a well-known psalm that I think tells us at least three things about what brings God glory and also brings Him joy. Three things that reveal God's glory and bring Him joy. Number one is creation, God's general revelation to mankind. Verse 1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of His hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. So everyone, look up. Look up at the heavens. According to this verse, they are declaring the glory of God. Do you hear it? Do you hear it this morning? The skies proclaim the work of His hands. The beautiful sky, the clouds above, all the planets, millions, billions of stars that are out there, every single one of them, every moment of their existence, declares and reveals the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the Bible would say, whenever we look out at nature, nature pours forth the knowledge and the glory of God. The heavens and stars testify to the power of the one who created them. And even if we look down, the intricacy, the beauty of a flower, the smile of a baby, the complexity of our very bodies, every scientific law testifies to the divine mind that lies behind it. As a famous theologian has said, it seems to me that creation praises God by simply being what it was created to be in all its incredible variety. And since most of creation is beyond the awareness of mankind, in the reaches of space, in the heights of the mountains, and in the bottom of the ocean, it wasn't created merely to serve purposes that have to do with us. It was created for the enjoyment of God also. I think when we stand before God's creation, we feel appropriately small, do we not? Our family just took a trip to Arizona. We went to Sedona. Some of us made it to the Grand Canyon. And when you stand before the Grand Canyon, I don't think we do this. Wow, I am great. Wow, I am so big and awesome. I don't think that's what we do when we stand in front of the awesomeness of God's creation. What do? We feel very small, don't we? And in the awesomeness of his creation, we sense and we feel and we know the glory of God. I started following a new Instagram account this week. The Instagram handle is @rtrailmix. Name of the account is The Huangs. And the description says, come hike with us, behind the scenes exclusives. And this week through Instagram, I got to see parts of the Northeast, the upper Northeast in America. And I felt the glory of God in those videos. If you want to experience the glory of God on that Instagram, please follow @rtrailmix on Instagram. Thank you, Wongs, for giving us a glimpse into your vacation this week. And if God's creation is speaking, which this verse says, day after day, night after night, if God's creation is declaring his glory, I guess the question is, do we hear it? Are we listening? Or maybe we're just too busy and we don't look up enough to hear nature, heavens declaring the glory of God. Or maybe we don't look down enough either. So everyone look down at the ground. Why don't you pick up a blade of grass? Go ahead. Pick up one blade of grass in front of you and look at that blade of grass. All right? At our home recently, we're trying to patch up our front and backyard. Bought some seed, Scott's Easy Repair, whatever seed. Very expensive, and I'm waiting for the grass to grow. Grass is on my mind, okay? Anyways, look at that blade of grass in your hand. That single blade of grass before you, bursting with life and growth before you just killed it by plucking it from the ground. But that's okay. I told you to do that. There's plenty. That blade of grass, which only God can cause to grow. I know this because I planted seeds. I'm watering it, but it's not growing yet. God has to cause it to grow, doesn't he? That blade of grass, what is it doing now? It is declaring the glory of God. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? God created that blade of grass not only to reveal his glory and for his enjoyment, but for your very enjoyment at this moment as you look at that now dead piece of grass. Isn't God amazing? Isn't God amazing? So creation, God's general revelation to mankind, reveals God's glory and brings him joy. Second thing in Psalm 19 that reveals God's glory and brings him joy is scripture. Scripture, God's special revelation to mankind. Verse 7 in our passage, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. To the psalmist, pondering on God's amazing creation leads him to God's amazing special revelation in the scripture, the word of God. The descriptions are rich. The word of God is perfect, trustworthy, right, and radiant. The word of God leads to reviving the soul, making wise the simple, giving joy to the heart, giving light to the eyes. And notice, none of these descriptions are just about knowledge. but rather about our soul, our heart, our lives. And this is where the Word of God truly operates in our lives. Verse 10 says, they are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. God's Word is precious, more precious than gold, says the psalmist, sweeter than honey. And by His Word, He created the world for His glory, joy, and pleasure. By His Word made flesh, God redeemed us for His glory, joy, and pleasure. Psalm 1, remember Psalm 1 says, blessed or happy, because it's the reflection of God's joy. Happy is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. But what? But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night. So Scripture, God's Word, God's special revelation to mankind, reveals God's glory and brings Him joy. Finally, the third thing that reveals God's glory and brings Him joy. You ready? That's me. Everyone say me. Kids, say me. Me. God's unique revelation to mankind is me, it's you, it's every one of us. There's general revelation, there's special revelation, and then there's unique revelation. The pinnacle of God's creation is you, it's me. And when God created you in your mother's womb, I imagine He might have said, yes! Another masterpiece, another perfect creation. There's no other like this one. If you're unsure about that, read Psalm 139 that says we are wonderfully and fearfully made. What a description. Ephesians 2 where Paul says we are God's workmanship, His handiwork. And upon thinking of God's general and special revelation, the psalmist responds in two ways. One is repentance, verse 12. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Notice the psalmist repents for two things, hidden faults and willful sins. This is so insightful for my own repentance. Yes, I need to seek God's mercy for my willful, deliberate sins, but I also need God's mercy for my hidden faults, for those shortcomings that I'm not even aware of, for the ways I have offended God, hurt others without even being aware of it myself. And what a prayer of daily repentance for us to pray as well. But the second response of the psalmist is a resolve to live, to bring Him pleasure. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. A prayer of resolve that my words, my heart, and by extension, my actions and my life would please God. Indeed, bring Him joy. And think of this picnic today. It's a church picnic. We're sitting under God's amazing creation, God's general revelation to mankind. We are hearing from God's Word, God's special revelation to mankind. And for the rest of this day, we get the privilege of interacting with, fellowshipping with one another, God's fellow masterpieces, God's unique revelation to mankind. What a day. What a day. Amen? Seeing God's creation, encountering God's Scripture, should cause us to pray this prayer of the psalmist. That we too, that our words and the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, that my actions and my life will be pleasing in His sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I pray that every day we will see His creation. Look up, look down. We will meet Him in the Scriptures. And this would be our prayer of response. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. I will close our service, and I will also pray for the delicious food that I'm smelling right behind me. Let's pray to the Lord. Father, we thank You so much. Lord, We thank you for this beautiful day. It could have been raining. It could have been cold. Lord, I really take it as your favor upon us that you have given us such a beautiful day to gather outside under your beautiful heavens that are at this moment declaring your glory. Lord, help us to hear. Help us to see, even as we just walk down our sidewalks. Help us to see the ways that creation cries, declares your glory. And Lord, help us to encounter your word, just as we have done together here. Help our thoughts and our words and our actions and our lives, even as we interact today for the rest of this day, that we would speak the word of God to each other. We would speak life into each other. Your special revelation to us, and especially as we testify, Jesus, what you've done in our lives, the salvation that you have bought for us, and that we're living. Lord, help us to encourage one another with your word. And then, Lord, for the rest of this day, as we just enjoy one another, and as we encourage and spur each other on, and as we play kickball and play spike ball and jump in the jumping on the bouncy house, and as we do all that we do, as we eat, Lord, with grateful hearts, may you be glorified in our fellowship, in our midst. May you build up our church, build up the body of Christ to be more a reflection of what you would have us be here on earth, representing you, Jesus, here in Naperville as Restoration Community Church. We thank you for this food. We thank you for the hands that have prepared it and traveled long ways this morning to grab it for us. We will take it with grateful hearts. Help us keep us safe. Help us to enjoy the food and then to enjoy the rest of the fellowship for the rest of this day. We give it to you. We love you. We praise you. We declare your glory. We want to live to bring you joy. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.